the eye doctor, you know, the one you want me to go see, yours in Denver. I think it's a pretty good idea. I've got some kind of a growth on the side of my eye ball, and I need some new glasses. I hope I can get some made while I'm there and bring back with me. Also, don't forget to get a dental appointment for me with old doctor, what's his name, that Ruth works for. I have a heck of a time with names. I'd like to have him cap a tooth and clean up and fill up some others that'll need it pretty bad. My teeth are pretty dirty, like this water is full of rust or something, and it all seems to settle in my teeth. However, I've been scrubbing them steady, but they're clean. They're just a little bit stained. I guess old Doc can get it out of there. When I think of the dentist, I think of Ruth, and I wonder how she's doing. I hope that you'll tell her. For me, I hope she gets well and quits horsing around there, because we just kind of love her pretty much, and we don't want her to get down on her back where she can't enjoy life like the rest of us. It's real tough to be down, and none of us want to see the other sick or feel bad, so tell her to shape up, because I expect probably a good meal or two out of her when I come home, and I expect her to be in shape to show me some of the country that we haven't seen together. And tell Lou to stay on the stick. I hope he's feeling better. If his eye gets to bothering him again, that's going to be something. But I kind of think that's probably from overwork. Lou, quit working so hard. How's that old boy Larry making out? He's probably 7'3" tall and ganging around. He can't even get his knees under a desk at school anymore. Well, I hope he's getting a lot of skiing in this winter. I just read an article in a magazine about the new snow mass up at Aspen the guy started. It'd be a nice ski area to test out, Larry. They say she's good for the pros, so maybe you better head up there and see what they've got in store for you. I don't think you guys are going to get me skiing when I come back, because I just can't afford to get laid up and miss out on my work. I know damn well I'll break my leg if I go up there again. But who knows? Maybe it'd be worth taking a little trip to see what the snow is like. We'll see when I get home. Honey, I want you to thank old George next door for trying to take care of your recorder so that you can hear these tapes that I'm sending you. I found a mic that a fella had that fits my nice machine, and tell George if he knows something about these. I bought me an iKai M8. It's a big tape recorder that the Japanese make, and I got it out here for about half price. $220. They're pretty good machines. They'll do a lot of things. But I sure appreciate him trying to fix up that old dictaphone of mine. I can use it all right, but it burned out some of its features, like reverse, I guess. But there's a little screw up there that you can wind and rewind that thing on, or it works when you turn it. I play these on 3 3/4 IPS tapes, so they ought to be easy to run off for you on that machine, if you can get enough volume on them. This machine will cut them real good, so they ought to be able to, you ought to be able to listen to hear them without much trouble. I think what I'll do is buy you a good one, or one out here that I can carry back with me, and then you won't have any trouble when you play these tapes, and you can even retape them and send them back to me if you want to. I'll show you the trick when I get home. Not much to it once you get her done. It's just the idea of getting your conversation in line so that you don't waste a lot of tape on nothingness. You got to remember to keep talking all the time, like a politician trying to sell a bill of goods, or a salesman trying to sell a house, say, because there's no facial motions or hand motions or other kind of gimmicks you can use, just your voice that you hear coming over here. I kind of remind myself that I'm sitting in the front room with my feet on the Davenport, relaxing and talking to you. I have to keep talking. Sometimes it sounds like I ain't saying nothing, which I'm not saying too much right now, so I'll kind of shift this around to a little more serious talk since the tape is running pretty low. This boss of mine is going back to the States for 5 or 6 weeks, so I don't know what's going to happen out here with him gone. We run a pretty good show without him, but he's been here 2.5 years and he knows a lot of the answers. Maybe I won't like it as much if I don't have somebody sitting on me trying to get me on the job. But I'll be home soon too, so I just want to tell you before this tape runs out that I was thinking about you every day. I didn't get to go to church yesterday. I had to write up a report on that Kennedy visit. But I went to a meeting last night with some Bible study people, and I was thinking about you as I was sitting there listening to people talk and wondering what you was doing. I sure miss you, honey, and my little old dog. Here, Cindy. Cindy. Come here, Cindy. Come on. Cindy, sit up. Cindy, Cindy, come on, Cindy. Come on, babe. Come on, baby. Come on, Cindy. Cindy, sit up. Sit up, Cindy, sit up. I hope that don't make her run around and look for me, but she'll be seeing me pretty soon. I want to tell you how much I love you, honey, and how much I think of you. And I'm looking forward to getting on that old airplane, heading home, seeing all you folks, all that cold weather. So I'll just kind of wind this up, it looks like, and